on the 29th day, on one November morning, when the cloud was hanging low, 97 pulled out from Washington City like an arrow shot from the bow. 97 was the fastest mail train the South had ever seen. And it run from New York by the way Washington, through Atlanta, down in New Orleans. I was standing on the mount one cold and frosty morning, watching the smoke from below that were coming from the funnel of that blackened dust engine way down up on that southern road. It was 97, the fastest mail train that run the southern line. And when she pulled in that Lynchburg, Virginia, she was 47 minutes behind. Steve Brady, he was an engineer, and a very brave man was he. But they have many good men have lost their life for the railroad company. When they give him his order at Monroe, Virginia, said Steve, you's way behind. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in, spend some time. Stevie smiled when he said, take his black and dusty farmer, throw him in a little more coal. And as soon as we cross this White Oak Mountain, you can watch my driver roll. It was mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, what a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that hill where he lost his air brakes, you can see what a jump he made. Steve come down that hill making 90 miles an hour, his whistle begin to scream. Steve was found in the rake with his hand upon the throttle and scalded to death by the steam. Steve, he had a little wife and also two children who were lying at home in bed. They received a sad message saying, husband and father, now is lying in North Danville dead. Now, ladies, you ought to let this be a warning, this from now and on. Never speak hard word to your true loving husband, they may leave you and never return.